and the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
The Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter as Orchestra and Chorus, the Charioteers, the Magic Piano Fingers of Radio, Eddie Duchin, that bubbling boulevardier, Frank Morgan, and back from a well-earned vacation, Leo McCary's ace in the hole, Bing AWOL Crosby.
AWOL, what's this AWOL? Thank you. Thank you. What's that AWOL routine? I've been practicing, Kenneth. I'll dish a few with you later. But first, a sweeping doff of my truly Warner to you, Frank Morgan.
Oh, thank you very much. I enjoyed being here, my boy, but I must say it was quite a job trying to do everything the way you've done it, Bing.
How'd you mean?
Well, I didn't mind wearing your loud clothes, I didn't mind smoking a pipe, and I didn't even mind learning to croon.
Well, then, what's your problem, my old one?
When I had to match your brother Everett for my check every week, that was too much.
He's a tough man to shave, too. He's got a nickel with two heads. I feel for you, Franklin, but right now I'm reminded of Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. They knocked their two heads together, and they bumped out the following ditty. What's your head? Give me that again, John. I was over at the other mic. I was very busy over there with Frank.
Every time you're near a rose,
aren't you glad they have to put me on a wire?
And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you knew? When a meadow lark appears, aren't you glad you got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? And if a meadow lark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you?
You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
Well, Bing, I see you're right back in the old groove, and I mean groove.
Is that good or bad, Frank? I don't know. I thought the orchestra accompaniment was very interesting, though.
Thank you, Bing.
How are you, John?
I sure am glad to see you all.
Well, if I stand way back, I can see all of you.
I sure is like old times having you back,
well,
Bing.
Well, Kenneth Carpenter, the Harry Von Zell of the Velveeta Loaf. Kenneth, I bring you greetings from the girls at the Roseland Dance Hall.
Really?
Now, Sam Basady said to
please,
tell you...
Please, but not Sadie. Yeah. By the way, Bing, do you have any trouble finding a place to stay in New York?
I did just what you told me, Carp. I used your name as a reference to the Ritz Towers.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you stay?
Ritz Basement. It was cozy, though. In fact, I bumped into an old mouse that used to work for Walt Disney.
Say, Bing...
Hmm?
If you'll pardon me, I'd like to introduce an old friend of yours and a new member of the Kraft Music Hall... Eddie Duchin.
Nice to see you, Eddie. It's been some time. What's new?
Nothing much, Bing, except that I'm now known as the Magic Fingers of Radio.
Well, shake hands with the tired tonsils of Paramount.
Say, Bing, I've been wondering, whatever made you come back to work?
They shut off my cheese, Ed.
Well, Well, for a welcome back, I'd like to do a special arrangement on one of your numbers.
That's sweet of you, Ed.
I thought we'd take out the Andante, cut the Allegro, and molto the Diminuendo.
Well, by all means. And could I suggest that we segue directly to the Accelerando and then thence to the Cantabile?
Hmm? What's this, a secret code to fool Petrillo?
No, Frank, I'm just talking a little music again after 3 years in the Navy. It sure got tiresome all day long just looking at that flat top.
I know how you felt. I worked with Hope. It's a boring, boring, boring thing.
Why not stop talking music, Eddie, and give us some? What's your piano number tonight?
Well, I'm going to do Where or When from Babes in Arms.
Ah, quel memories. Last time I remember Babes in Arms was in 1937.
Yeah? Yeah, I haven't been doing so well lately myself.
Franklin, may I tell you something? The assorted hues of lipstick in your mustachio belie that statement. You're going to get with it, Eddie, or you're going to just...
Oh, but yes, but yes. One of the finest, Rogers and Hart, Where or When.
Love it. That was delightful, Eddie. It certainly seems good to hear you playing again. How about you and I collaborating on a tune? Something like, I Can't Begin to Tell You. You might have run across that in some friendly jukebox recently.
Fine, Bing, but first how about listening to a man who wants to tell you about some cheese spreads you likely find in a friendly icebox?
I shall cup my flaps and stand by.
Our government still needs a good deal of golden cheddar cheese, so perhaps you can find your favorite Kraft cheddar variety at the food store only now and then. But dealers do have fine displays of the delicious Kraft cheese spreads. And what a grand assortment of real quality cheese spreads Kraft gives you. There's Kraft pimento, olive pimento, and relish spreads. Swell on crackers or potato chips or bread. For cheddar lovers, Kraft makes golden old English. And for the folks who go for Limburger, Kraft Limburger spread. Without the notorious aroma, but with the hearty flavor they want. Please your cheese-hungry folks this weekend with an assortment of the delicious Kraft cheese spreads.
Begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you. Pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you.
Well, Bing, now that you're back home in the old Craft Music Hall, you'll probably find a little spare time to relax a bit.
Oh, Frank, au contraire. I've got a million things to do. I have to lux out some of my old pipe cleaners, give a minute rub to them, you know, and then I've got to renew 4 subscriptions to Boys Life. That'll take quite a bit of time.
I saw you this morning paying your back dues to the Perry Como fan club.
Indeed, I stood in line an hour. Cherchez le Bobby Sox, you know.
Bing, I read an article about you in Newsweek today. Yeah. Just what is your secret for winning the Academy Award?
Hard work, perseverance, and Barry Fitzgerald.
Never heard of him. Never
and
used
another
anyone.
Thing, another thing, Frank, I must tell you, ever since I parted with the Rhythm Boys, I have made an effort to do the very same things that my co-stars do.
But you just made a picture with Fred Astaire. He's quite a dancer.
I hold the Lambeth Walk Award from the Arthur Murray. Please.
Bob Hope tells great jokes.
Senator Claghorn carries me around for laughs.
Yeah, but have you heard that Dorothy L'Amour just became a mother?
Back to the Rhythm Boys.
But however, I... Entree. Tovarich Crosby.
Nidugadak, in my way, yes. But,
I am Boris Strovinsky from Petrograd.
Yeah?
When we received a bundle from Russian Clothing Relief,
yeah?
I personally am getting one of your suits.
What about it?
This is one thing Russia is not wanting to share.
This I am taking up with Akim Temirov in the morning.
Maybe a little music from the Charioteers will cement relations. And here they are doing the current favorite, Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief. Boys.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or the Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do.
No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
I'm going to warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chick with the slickest tricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you.
Follow through.
Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the Indian chief and his tomahawk back to old Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know,
no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. No, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
And confidentially I confess, I sent a note to the local press that I'll be changing my home address for you.
Why don't you follow through?
Tell the doc to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the Indian chief and his tomahawk back to old Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know,
no, no, it couldn't be true. True, that is, that anyone else could love you like I do.
But well done, Charioteers. Marvelous. That song typifies the grueling schedule I've been going through out at the studio, where I've been busier than Dr. Lawyer, Indian Chief, and Leo the Lion, all rolled into one.
No, they've really been knocking on you, huh, Frank?
Oh, yes. It's very difficult getting used to Keenan Wynn playing my father.
That's unusual. How would you like to fall under the lash of such a stern, but shall we say well-qualified parent as myself? Hmm?
Crosby, I refuse to be a victim of mass production.
I guarantee you individual attention, Frank. Slip into your Buster Brown suit while Carp here sort of sets the scene, will you?
Come now to the little house halfway up the next block, where we visit one of the older generation and his bewildering offspring, Crosby and Son. You can't miss it. It's the only house on the block with a $2 window. Let's listen.
Pop! Hey, Pop! It's your boy, Frankie!
I gotta get a son with my name of Frankie. What is it? What are you doing here, son? I thought you were going to a dance.
Yeah, I'm going to latch on to my solid chick and glide and slide from side to side in a backbeat boogie and a Jim Jam jump that'll have the broody little tootie beat to her bobby top.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to a dance.
Yes, Peter, and I'm taking one of the nicest sorority girls.
Alpha, Alpha, Alpha?
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Oh, really, son, sometimes your outlook on life frightens me. I'm aghast. I think it's time that we had a heart-to-heart talk.
Yeah.
Now, do you know about the birds and the bees?
Oh, yes. All summer, the bees carry pollen from flower to flower.
Well?
I tried it. It ain't much fun.
Oh, man, this man. How I do enjoy these heart-to-heart talks. I'll always recall how your mother and I always wanted a boy, and then after 6 years, you came along.
Well?
By then, we were really willing to settle for anything.
Haven't I always been a good Crosby, Pop?
Well, the biggest disappointment I've had was when you decided to pattern your life after that rascal Bob Hope. It's got to stop.
But why, Pop?
You look so silly putting your nose up in curlers every night. And by the way, why aren't you getting ready to go to your scout meeting tonight? You know, you're delinquent in your knot lessons. You're a loop and a half behind.
Oh! No, Pappy. I was really looping last night.
What?
Ooh, hide me, Pop. Just look up the street. Here comes the truant officer.
I wonder what he wants.
I did school yesterday and went to see MGM's Technicolor picture, The Harvey Girl.
Oh, good move. But you better hide now, because he's the toughest, roughest, man that has ever held the job.
Please, Mr. Truant Officer, you're so big and powerful. Please don't beat me. I don't like that school.
You know, I don't like it either.
Thank you. Now, son, I hope that you see the evil of your ways. Let me caution you, you'll be in early tonight.
But, Pop, after a dance, I always take my girl down by the river and hold hands and kiss her in my old V8 jalopy.
Holding hands in the old V8, huh?
Yeah.
Then, son, I only have one thing to say.
What's that?
There's a future in your Ford. I guess after that little deathless drama, it'd be a good move if we could prevail upon Eddie Duchin to pace the proceedings right in through here with some of his peerless piano. Edward?
Well, Bing, Rogers and Hammerstein wrote a wonderful score for State Fair. One song more beautiful than the next.
You're so right.
It's hard to say which song is best, but I've chosen It Might As Well Be Spring.
Could be, too, any day now.
In the forthcoming Paramount flicker, The Road to Utopia, two characters wander aimlessly through the story, punching, pressing, and fighting for laughs. But midway in these doldrums, Mommy L'Amour salters in sulkily and scores a smashing success with a song called Personality. I should like to give it a reading right here by me. When Madame Pompadour broke up a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Piero in Pyrrhus? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the bars entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pyrrho in Pyrrhus? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when
and Salome to dance and had the bars entranced. No doubt it must have been easy to see. The kid was simply loaded with personality.
Bing, would you say that I had personality?
Oh, Kenneth, you're redolent. You exude. You're loaded. For instance, when you talk about sandwiches, I want to tell you,
If you're having a little Valentine party someday next week, remember this trick for your sandwich tray. Cut slices of bread with a heart-shaped cookie cutter and top them generously with various kinds of Kraft cheese spreads. Kraft pimento or olive pimento and Kraft relish spread, for instance. Then, along with your heart-shaped sandwiches, you might have celery stalk stuffed with zestful roca spread. There's an easy, really elegant sandwich tray for a party. However, if you're not having a party, but you do have a he-man at your house who likes a good sandwich or snack, let me recommend Kraft Limburger on rye or Golden Old English. He liked those, and so will his friends. Remember, too, that Kraft cheese spreads can be the spread and filling for hearty, nutritious sandwiches that go to the office or factory or school. Quality cheese spreads, they're delicious and wholesome. When you shop tomorrow, get several of these handy cheese spreads from your dealer's display of seven Kraft varieties. Always look for the Kraft name on the label when you buy.
I noticed during my short sabbatical that the customers still seem to go for the old tunes quite a good deal. A tune like this here one, Perry.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces. An airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street. They walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
Good night, all.
Next Thursday, and here John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, the charioteers, the magic piano fingers of radio Eddie Duchin, bubbling Frank Morgan, our one and only Bing Crosby. Good night.
Ladies, here's how to point up hidden flavors in meat, how to put extra zip into egg and cheese dishes. It's easy as can be. Simply add a delightful new flavor tang to foods with Kraft Salad Mustard. This tangy golden salad mustard is prepared to Kraft's own special recipe. It's a creamy, smooth blend of choice mustard seed, fragrant spices, and mellowed aromatic vinegar. You'll find Kraft salad mustard is spiced just right for most everyone's taste. And if your family prefers a sharper kind, serve them Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Buy both kinds when you shop tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.